Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Let's go. Tuesday, baby. Let's go.
Hey, come it's on. Good to be here. Welcome. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Man. It's an exciting Tuesday.
I'm with my man, Luke Yoder.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Youth Pastor Celebration. I'm Joe Cowley, Youth Director, and it's great to be here this morning.
It is
this
a good
afternoon.
Day.
This
it
afternoon.
A, yeah. Yeah,
so, but anyhow, so Luke, how was your weekend, my man?
Dude, it was good, man. Yeah.
Anything exciting happen?
Lots of stuff, actually. On Sunday night, we had the incredible Corinne Baker speak at Limitless Youth. So that was pretty awesome.
Okay, Corinne Baker.
She did a great job. Went kayaking yesterday for Memorial Day.
Okay.
Saw a massive snake. Terrified me. I was very afraid. I'm very scared.
Are you scared of snakes?
Hate them, dude. Hate them. I can't handle it. I have
behind like a glass case.
So, okay, when I was a kid and there was always like this, whenever you go to the zoo, there's always the reptile section. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I would be in tears, not just at like the idea of like going in, but like even having to pass it.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like my parents knew that when we were at the zoo, we would like
you avoid it.
Like I could, if I laid eyes on the reptile section, tears would start flowing. I would be like, it would be terrible. It would be terrible.
That's hilarious.
But, yeah. So saw a water moccasin and I didn't shriek. I didn't I've grown in that fear, you know, like I've grown to be
you
okay.
Don't cry anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I didn't cry. Good. But I did paddle away as fast as I could. So
good night.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you were in a kayak.
I wasn't a kayak. Yeah. 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 So that was interesting. But it was a good weekend.
So I don't do snakes either.
Dude.
So my neighbor thinks like, can we find a snake? I don't know. Just hit me right now. In Pennsylvania, my neighbors, they find a snake in the yard. You know what they do? They pick it up. They walk it across the street. Dude. Send it to the park.
Dude.
You know? What my neighbors in Carolina, you know what he did? He picked it up, walked the street, walked to the park. You know what Joe Cali does to snakes?
You kill it. That's it's
right.
Dead.
Yeah, that's right.
It dies on the spot. Thing. That thing will
that
die.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's right. And it's not like you chop the head off.
Yeah.
And then that head, like, I wish I could show you a video right now. Because I did it last summer. Like, chop the head off, and the head, my kids are like, oh, and the head's like, keeps on doing this.
Oh, gosh, dude. Snakes, man. There's something about them, dude.
Like, I'll tell you what, they are so demonic, it's disgusting.
We crush the serpent, right? The cobra. We've been given authority
real,
to crush
real,
it. Yeah.
For real. So we chop that head off.
Oh,
yo,
my
you
gosh,
know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah, dude. But how was your weekend, Joe?
Oh, man. My weekend was good, man. I was on vacation last week, which was fun.
Let's go.
Went to the Outer Banks. My family loves going there.
Yeah.
You know, so the weather wasn't the best. But family time is important.
Yeah. Totally.
So we made the best of it. Praise God. Yeah, and then Memorial Day, we just did yard work because I was gone all week, you know?
Yeah,
so,
okay. Hey.
But productive dude, I got this pool, put up a pool 2 years ago.
Whoa.
And then I took the cover off and the water was disgusting.
That's rough. That sucks.
Chemicals in it, things, and it's still not getting out. And I called someone who knows a lot.
Yeah.
AKA my dad. And
he got you right.
He's like,
I
think you need to let all the water out. I was like,
oh, dang. That's
That's a lot of water.
Must take a long time, doesn't it?
Like, it took a while. So now I'm in the process of refilling it. But anyhow.
Pools,
so
man.
That was Memorial Day. So I got a question. And this is totally just off the cuff. Yeah. Memorial Day, is that just for servicemen or is that for firemen and police officers as well?
Actually, it's interesting that you'd bring this up because Sunday at Celebration.
And this has nothing to do with our devotion.
Right. Sunday at Celebration, we did Celebration Community Church is a church that I pastor at. And so at Celebration, we did a memorial for like anybody who had passed away in the year before. And I was kind of shocked when we were talking about it in our staff meetings because I was like, I thought that this was just for, you know, like veterans and, you know, maybe, you know, like firemen and like police officers and everything. But I think traditionally I think it's just veterans.
Gotcha.
I think just like, and I don't think it's for like firemen or police officers or anything.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I think so too.
My
kid asked me yesterday. He's like, is this for, cause we have Becky's dad was in the military.
Yeah.
He's passed. But
okay.
So that kind of spurred the conversation. Like, what is the Memorial Day for?
Yeah.
And he asked me for cops. So I said, I don't think so. So,
I don't think so.
And I'm getting a big shake by Corinne. Nope. It's totally veterans. So.
Definitely just veterans. All right. Definitely.
Anyhow, well, hopefully you guys enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend and things like that.
Big picnics and stuff like that.
Yes. So, but we have a few announcements. But before we get to that, Luke, who's also our Speed the Light coordinator, mm-hmm. And he's come to share a little bit of God's word and devotion leadership yeah. thought for us this morning. So yeah. go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, so guys, I mean, yesterday was, you know, Pentecost Sunday, or not yesterday. Yesterday was Monday.
Yes.
2 days ago was Sunday. Sunday was Pentecost Sunday and everything. And my head pastor, Pastor Mike, shared an incredible message just about, you know, the level of intimacy that we need to have with the Lord and, mm. you know, the strength that we can grow in relationship with the Lord to a deeper level. And, you know, it really just convicted me a lot of, you know, the fact that the Lord is calling a younger generation, mm. our generation, to grow in deeper intimacy with the Lord, oh, yeah. you know? And so I realized, just looking through some of my notes and some of the things that the Lord had laid on my heart, you know, in weeks past, I think a lot of the time what happens, Joe, in like our lives, especially those who have grown up in the church or who have even served in ministry in the church, is we get really fixated and focused on like the how-to guides of like spirituality mm-hmm. and, you know, the X, Y, and Z of like, okay, if you do this, this, and this, then you're, you know, you're in like good relationship with the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, like, and if you're doing this the right way, then yeah, things are gonna, yeah. you know, be great and it's gonna be positive. And I think there's a place for that, you know, like there's a place for right living and there's a place for, you know, the proper spiritual disciplines and practices like that and everything. But if at the end of the day, it's not stripped down to the idea of just loving Jesus and being broken down in the presence of Jesus, then it's all for naught, right? It's all just a moot point of just us trying yeah. to achieve something, which truthfully we never will have any ability to achieve. And so as I was thinking about it, the Lord just had me in Luke chapter 10. I think that we all know and are very familiar with the story of Mary and Martha. Mm-hmm. You know, when there was the feast that they were preparing,
yeah.
And I believe it was Martha was worried about, you know, all the work and everything that needed to be done. And Mary was just sitting at Jesus's feet, you know. And I don't think that I need to really educate anybody on that story. I think that everybody really knows that one. What I love so much about what Jesus says at the end of this is, and this is kind of the thought. Jesus says to her, he says, there is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. And then immediately, Jesus goes into a teaching on prayer. Like, immediately after yeah. he says, Mary has discovered what she needs to do to just rest at my feet, to just sit at my feet. Immediately after he says that, he then goes on to say, this is how you pray. This is what you should do to pray. Mm-hmm. This is how you communicate with me. This is how you grow in that intimacy yeah. with me. And I love the parable that Jesus uses when he teaches about prayer. And he says, suppose you went to, this is Luke 11, verse 5. He says, suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. Jesus says, but I tell you this, though he won't do it for your friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. Mm-hmm. And what Jesus is communicating is he's saying, when you seek me, yeah. when you come and you knock at the door with shameless persistence, that's intimacy,
yeah.
right? That's getting real in the presence of God, right? And I had an epiphany. I think it was last week. I was driving past where they're putting that new Chick-fil-A in up in the Bowmansdale exit and everything. And they're like, they're digging up some. So I was driving past and they're like digging up like little like ruts and everything to put some like wiring or cabling down, right? And I saw this excavator, right? And the excavator was like picking up the ground, like moving everything, like digging really deep, you know, like holes and everything for what they could do. And so as I was driving past seeing this excavator move the soil, it made like the ground look like sand. Mm. Like it was like, it was like, man, I was looking at it and I was like, I could, yeah, if I could go over there, like I know that it's just gonna go through my hands, you know, it's gonna be so simple. I mean, I was looking at it and I was like, huh, that's so interesting, you know, like that it would make it seem like that, because I know that if I were to take like a shovel or something there, and I was to till up that ground or till up that soil, it would be a lot harder than it maybe looks, right? It would be a lot more difficult to move it around. Mm-hmm. It would be a lot more difficult with the shovel to make it moldable and to make it pliable, right? And I just kind of had the thought, like, we serve a divine excavator, right? Where like, If we let him, he'll be the one that will make us pliable and moldable like sand. But if we're just stuck in our own way of the how-to guides and the XYZs and the do this, do that, do this to serve the Lord and have good relationship, that's us putting the shovel in our own hands and trying to till the soil that is really just going to end up being difficult and hardened. But if we submit ourselves to the divine excavator and say, okay, I understand, I'm going to shamelessly and persistently go to the feet of my God and say, Lord, I just need you to wash over me. I just need you to shape me, mold me, you know? And I just was thinking to myself while Pastor Mike was preaching, I wanted to get real with myself. Like, when was the last time that I got in the presence of God and sat on my knees and just was overcome with that presence? Because that's what Jesus is talking about. That shameless persistence is, can we get on our knees in the presence of God and let him mold us, let him shape us, let us work with us, right? And I felt convicted because I was like, man, it's been about two, three weeks since I've let myself really get into the presence of God and just sit and rest. And so youth pastors, leaders, I just want to encourage you, like, when was the last time that you truthfully remember sitting in the presence of God, sitting at the feet of Jesus and letting him wash over you? When was the last time that you sat in your office and you read the Psalms over yourself, that you read the Word of God over yourself and just said, Lord, all I have, all I am is yours? When was the last time that you were able to do that? And truthfully, I think what's so great about what Jesus teaches is that if your answer to my question, when was the last time, if your answer is it was yesterday, okay, do it today.
100%.
And if it was last week, okay, do it today.
Yeah.
If it was a year ago, do it today, right?
Yep.
That's the shameless persistence that we need to walk in, you know? So youth pastors, leaders, I'd encourage you, seek that intimacy.
Yeah.
I had somebody share with me one time, intimacy determines impact. That your intimacy, the level of intimacy that you have with the Lord, will directly correlate and influence the impact that you have 100%. In your ministry.
I agree.
So.
And there's no, there's no shortcut.
100%.
Right? I mean, 100%. There is no shortcut. Yeah. Like, God says, seek me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and so many times we want, like, oh, just, you know, or we do it when we want something or when our back's against the wall. Yeah. And that's not what God wants.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll take you when your back's against the wall. 100%. You know, he'll take you at the very, when you're in need. But I feel like if we, as leaders, can get to that moment more times just because, oh my word, the impact your ministries would have on the students that you're leading or the leaders that you're 100%. Leading. Like, and then being able to duplicate that or replicate that through your students, getting them to that moment.
Yeah, no,
right?
Exactly.
Because,
exactly,
I mean, we can't take them if we haven't been.
100%. Right?
So we have to be there.
Yeah.
You know? In my opinion, so then they come along and say, yeah, I want to do that.
Exactly.
You know? So
that's daily good. Process is going to be something that, like, your students see inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they're going to realize, like, oh man, he's caught the vision and the fire. Mm-hmm. And I want that, you know, because you're dead right. Like, we can't lead them to a place that we haven't been before.
Nope.
And so if you're not in intimacy with the Lord, what are you spurring your students on to?
Yeah.
You know, what are you pushing them toward?
Yeah. You know, so I shared this morning with our team, like, God's called us to lead. God called us into the ministry where we're headed, you know. And, like, he can call anybody else, you know. He could have called you somewhere to go somewhere different. Like, he called all of us, you guys were talking to as well. Like, he's called you.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, so, and what you're about to do is bigger than what you can accomplish.
Absolutely.
You know, but God's called you because he thinks you can do it.
Yeah.
Right. And so if we think, oh, well, God's called me, so I'm just going to do it. No, it's that intimacy, that Absolutely. Intimate time we spend with God. Yes. And that helps us to do the impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
100%.
100%. So what a good word, bro. Thanks, bro. I mean, that's
that's the Lord, man.
That's truth right there. Yeah. That'll preach, my man. That'll preach. So, no, it's good. Man. So, I mean, the challenge is clear. Spend time with the Lord, get to that intimate place. Mm-hmm. And that looks different for people. That's at different time frames.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But one thing I can't ever shake is, like, when David writes in the Psalms, that I meditate on your word day and night. Mm. You know, and that's I've challenged myself at times. I'll challenge you guys as well. You know, like, can we get to that point?
Yeah.
We're in God's word in the morning and at nighttime.
Yeah.
We're in an intimacy for morning that's good. And night. Like,
yeah.
That's,
yeah. I like that.
Hmm. More time spent in the presence of God is never going to take you backwards.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's good.
But it's a good word. Wow. Good word.
Yeah.
So, hey, what's up? James Powell.
James Powell.
You man, bro. Thanks there for watching, man. Thanks for listening, dude. So, but we got some announcements. Samson's coming. Hey, my man, George Bowles. Let's go.
George and Clark Kent. Digging that speed. Oh my gosh. Appreciate it, George. Appreciate
hey, it, George. Clark Kent. Yeah,
I got
sure.
I got my I got my Superman costume at home. All right, I'll bust it out for camp. We'll see.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. So we got a few announcements for you guys this afternoon. One of them is so National Youth Conference and all that
Yo,
stuff.
Let's go.
So all on. That registration ends June 1st for June your 1st. Like early registration price and all that stuff. So make sure if you have not yet signed up your students or your groups
Gotta
to
do it.
Go. They're doing the 3-on-3 tournament. The basketball tournament. The basketball tournament.
Oh my gosh,
so just so you all know, I did talk with Josh Wellborn, the national office, and then also Austin.
Okay.
Westlake, because they're spearheading the basketball tournament.
Yeah, totally.
Because my question was for them, like, okay, how do our students, like, are they going to miss out on their fine arts performance while they're basketball? Mm-hmm. So they are hard at work, and they're telling us that if you're going to have your students sign up for a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, they will not miss any fine arts stuff.
Dang.
And that's there'll big. Be time for them to, like, actually play.
Wow.
And then go and do. Like, I know one of the things we found, we try to model this at our fine arts this year.
Yeah.
And some of the students didn't want to do the basketball team because they were going to be all sweaty when they preached.
Oh, true.
So they are telling me that they will get you guys organized in Sweet. Such a way that your students can play ball.
Wow. All
right. So,
that's big. That's
or big. If you're bringing a crew just to play ball, bring them to play basketball.
I'd drive to Ohio just to play ball.
And the services are going to be awesome.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So why
heck
not yeah. get do both of them?
Yeah. Absolutely. So. Cool. Cool.
All right, so that ends June 1st for the signups for that. And then lastly is camp.
Camp Dude, is soon. Really Holy cow. Like, what's our countdown
like
17 looking like?
Days from camp or 17? Something 17? Like I think so. I'm just throwing that off the cuff.
Oh, gosh. We'll say it's
17. But, yeah, we'll say 17 days to camp. And, dude, we have a lot going on.
A lot going on. Yeah.
And we're looking forward to seeing you all at camp. If you got in,
it's gonna
we're
be
excited.
Big.
If you have gotten into camp, we're having a camp leader Zoom that'll be held on June 13th. We're going to have two sessions,
13th,
one's at 10 a.m. and one's at 7 p.m. on June 13th. You don't have to come to both, but we do advise you to come to at least one.
Okay.
All right. We'll give you all the info on kind of what to expect at camp this year, some new things going on, and just to kind of get everybody up to speed with what's going on.
Totally.
So if all your leaders can join, that's awesome. But at the very least, one leader per every group should be on these Zoom calls. And we appreciate that.
Sweet. Sweet.
Then also,
that's gonna be
another
good.
Camp announcement, squad colors.
Ooh, squad colors are coming soon.
We'll Let's be posted go. Soon. Not today.
Yeah.
But they're coming out soon. Will, Jay's hard at work.
Yeah.
Making all that happen.
Will the WOGs be taking special requests? Or is that, that's probably I don't know.
Like, are you saying like you want a specific color?
Like, if you request a color, do you think the WOGs will be like?
I'm gonna say.
Did you say bribes?
Bribes.
I think.
Oh, I mean, you can bribe if you'd like to know your squad color earlier. You know,
Reese's
I mean, reach
peanut butter
out
cups.
To some
I've
of
heard
these.
Are effective.
No. But anyhow, squad colors will be released, and we're looking for the best week of the year.
Hey.
To be the best week of the year.
Best week of the year.
All right. So.
Bwadi season.
Bwadi season. Let's go. So. All right. That is all the announcements. And Luke, would you pray for us and bless these leaders as they go?
Let's do it.
Father, I come before you for each leader that's watching right now. Father God, I pray that, Lord, you would pour your spirit out upon them in their ministry, Jesus. Lord, I pray that in the coming weeks and months, Lord, that you would pour out your blessings upon them, Father. That, God, as they continue to lead through your spirit, by your power, that, Father, they would see you, feel you, know you in deeper ways as they continue to chase levels of intimacy with you. Amen. Father, I pray that that if there be any opposition or obstacle or struggle in their way right now, Father, I pray that it leave by the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I ask that your spirit would encompass every aspect of each of these leaders' ministry. And Lord, we thank you that, God, you have incredible things waiting for us, Lord, that when we knock at your door, you answer, Father. You speak to us, Lord, that when we ask for bread, you don't give us a stone. So, God, we trust you, and we give our lives, we give our time, we give our ministries all back into your hands, because ultimately they were always yours to begin with. Right. We love you, Lord, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all for watching. We appreciate you. James, Rachel, George, commented on the Facebook. We appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you guys.
And love y'all. Luke, thanks for coming in, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah. All right. See y'all. See you guys.